Whedon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sweden's comments relate to A1, A2, and A3. We support all three of the indicators. And in the case of A1, we prefer limiting to deaths and those presumed dead. In terms of indicator 2, and of course also related to indicator 1, Sweden supports the indicators and suggests definition on death on page number 23, that definition being the number of people who died during the disaster or directly after as a direct result of hazardous events. This definition should replace the definition of the term killed in the terminology document. Sweden thinks the word death in the context of this indicator is clear, but a change of wording to fatalities or disease might be considered. And the final comment is on the term missing from indicator A3. It needs to be clarified and added as a definition in the terminology document. Sweden supports the definition on page 25, that is, the number of people whose whereabouts is unknown since the hazardous event. It includes people who are presumed dead, although there is no physical evidence. The data on number of deaths and number of missing are mutually exclusive. But we would like to add a time scale. How long can a person be missing before counted as deceased? Sweden suggests adding the word people or persons before the word missing, so it would be more clear, people or persons missing.